I believe in pet massage. I know firsthand that it really works. Blitz is living proof. He went from complete paralyzation back to being a normal dog. If the massage therapy hadn't worked, he was scheduled to have been euthanized. So in effect, it saved his life.
I used to spend about $100 a month in shots for Corey, but I wasn't seeing much progress. And after the first massage, I could see it really helped out. Now, Corey isn't cured of arthritis, but he sure can walk better.
Lacey is responding well to massage. We watch the tape and continue to massage her almost every day. She hasn't had any relapses, and now she can get up by herself to relieve herself.
Pearl, my dog, becomes extremely nervous at the sound of fireworks. This past 4th of July was especially bad, with kids in the neighborhood setting off firecrackers for several nights before the 4th. I didn't want to medicate my dog, but even if I was going to, it would be too late after the anxiety begins. I decided to use massage techniques I learned in the workshops to try and help. After about 15 minutes of having massaged the cold dog, he was able to relax and spent the rest of that night calm. The next night, when the dog started to pant and pace, I gave her another massage. Once again, she relaxed and slept the rest of the night. The third night was the 4th of July. As expected, Pearl started panting and pacing again. The difference was she got up on the couch where she had been massaged the previous two nights, took a deep breath, sighed, stretched out, and went to sleep.
Binky has always been aggressive with strangers. Since I've learned pet massage, she has stopped attacking the mailman. Now she's even good around kids.
I've been enjoying your videos and manual very much. So much that I would like to order another manual. I can't seem to part with mine, and our Humane Society needs one for their library.
When I tell people what I do, they often laugh. They say, "Massage my dog? Why would I ever want to massage my dog?" I tell them just a couple of the benefits, such as how it helps older dogs that are stiff with arthritis regain ease of movement and flexibility, or that it can be used to help modify unpleasant doggy behavior, or that it's a great way to maintain consistent assessment of your dog's health. My intention in this audio tape is to inform you about the tremendous value of learning massage for your dogs. My hope is that after you've listened to the tape, you'll be as excited as I am about this new, ancient field, and curious enough to consider learning to massage your own dogs. As many of you have, I too have always had a close and loving relationship with animals. I remember when I was very young, teaching one of our dogs to stop at the corner of our street to wait for the red light to change, a lesson I just learned from Officer Friendly at school. You know, I just recently figured out that might not have been his name. By working with my dog, I learned the valuable lessons of how to stop, look, and listen. The dogs and cats in our house were my best friends and most patient teachers. There's a growing awareness throughout the United States of the obvious benefits of massage therapy. It's now mainstream. We see references to it everywhere, on TV, in newspapers, magazines, travel brochures. Come to our luxurious spa and enjoy the ultimate in healthy living, massage. Many companies now offer on-site chair massage to their employees as a means of reducing stress and improving productivity. Many insurance companies now cover massage therapy as treatment. Many doctors are now offering massage therapy in their offices. Massage for athletes is already an acknowledged, effective, drug-free way to enhance the quality of their movements. Massage for horses is accepted and sought after at many racetracks and equestrian events. Dogs in agility training are already getting massage therapy when their muscles get sore or when they need to warm up or cool down at competitions. Top handlers of show dogs know that massage helps their dogs win. The time has come for your dogs to get the dramatic benefits of massage, too. Dr. Michael Fox, in his terrific book, Healing Touch, says, "You could almost call it an essential of health care, like grooming, feeding, and exercise. Imagine, as important as grooming, feeding, and exercise." We see the profound relationships people have with their pets. As our families become more fragmented, the single people especially become more isolated. The emotional security that we can get when we have a dog as a companion is more and more a necessity. So we love and protect our dogs. We make sure they get the best of medical care, the best nutrition, the best of everything. Dogs are living longer now, and so they're experiencing the same infirmities that we people experience as we age. We see dogs with glaucoma, emphysema, liver disease, and kidney disorders. Massage is especially effective for arthritis and the discomfort that comes along with generalized joint stiffness. Pet owners can help their aging dogs. By learning to massage their dogs, owners may not be able to actually stop the aging process, but you may be able to slow it down and make your dog's inevitable aging more comfortable, more tolerable. Everywhere I travel, I meet people who are eager to learn our effective and holistic ways to help their animal companions. This is so exciting for me, and I'll tell you why in just a few minutes. please share a few minutes with me to listen carefully to this tape. If you like what you hear, call or email me. I will personally respond to your call. I have a vision of the future. I believe that within 10 years, we'll see as many pet massage businesses as groomers, kennels, and doggy day spas.
Why would I ever want to massage my dog? Pet massage for dogs is exactly what the name implies, massage therapy for dogs. Pet massage may be something you may want to learn. Learn to provide the tremendous benefits of this valuable therapy to your own dogs, or you can learn to teach others so that they can work on their dogs. This cassette was produced to inform you that pet massage therapy for dogs exists, and that it can be of tremendous benefit for both you and your family pet. Pet massage is not a substitute for quality veterinary care. Pet massage can be a very effective complement to your veterinarian's treatments. Thank you for listening. You are welcome to pass this tape on or make copies and send them to your friends and people you know in the fields of pet care and massage. Please listen to the entire tape so you can learn how you and your dog can both benefit from pet massage therapy. At the end of this tape, we will give you information about how to contact Jonathan.
We'd like to welcome Jonathan Ruttinger, the founder of Pet Massage. Mr. Ruttinger is a registered nurse, a licensed massage therapist for humans, a certified aquatics leader through the Arthritis Foundation's YMCA program, and founder of the Pet Massage Training and Research Clinic in Toledo, Ohio. He has many years of experience working with horses, dogs, and cats. By incorporating the structures, the techniques, and the theories of Swedish massage, shiatsu, and positional release, Jonathan has developed a very effective and gentle massage form that you can easily learn to massage your pets. His longtime practice of Tai Chi adds the dimension of utilizing awareness, balance, and flow in his teachings. It's my pleasure to introduce you to Jonathan Ruttinger. Hello, Jonathan.
Hi, Amy. It's nice to be here.
Great. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. We're really eager to hear about pet massage, and I'm curious right off the bat, you know, what are the benefits of massage therapy for dogs?
Great question. Massage is really all about circulation. One definition of massage is the manipulation of muscles and skin to promote increased circulation to all the organs and tissues in the body. Using our proven, effective techniques, you can learn to safely massage your dog to increase blood, lymph circulation, and balance the chi, or life energy force, that flows throughout your pet's body. What happens when we increase circulation? Well, a number of great things happen to your pet's body. As I press in, stimulating blood flow in the muscles, they become more toned, less stressed, and at the same time, more relaxed. The increased blood flow helps the body release and distribute endorphins, the body's natural pain medications to alleviate the discomfort that comes with joint stiffness and arthritis. Performing gentle joint movement on warm, stimulated muscles helps the dog restore flexibility in his limbs, in his shoulders, his hips, his neck, and tail. When your dog's body is coping better with pain and stiffness, massage can be very effective in affecting behavioral issues that were related to the pain. When you give a massage to your dog on a daily or weekly schedule, you maintain a consistent assessment. So if you note anything different or unusual, you can refer to your vet right away, avoiding costly complications. Massage therapy is a great complement to veterinary care. More and more obedience trainers are incorporating massage into their training sessions to help encourage bonding. So you can see how beneficial massage really is. It's almost as if we're reversing the aging process.
Now, Jonathan, it's interesting because at the beginning, you know, I told people about your background, and you have a varied and very interesting background. So how did you get started in pet massage?
Well, thank you for asking. My learning to listen and respect animals started when I was very young. Their thoughts and feelings, their ways of communicating, have always seemed very easy for me to understand. My actual massage experience really started when my first horse, a Morgan gelding named Tiffin, during one of his many panic attacks, managed to impale himself on a fence post, creating a huge gash in his chest. During his long recovery, he was confined to his stall, and along with the daily icing and hosing and cleaning and repacking of the yards of gauze and dressings in his chest, I started intuitively rubbing his body to make him feel better and to keep the rest of his body and mind in some sort of condition. That was in 1982. I helped many other horses after that in the various barns where I would board my horses. In the 1990s, I went back to school as an adult to become a registered nurse. But while I was attending nursing school, I received an incredible massage treatment, the kind you know when you're transported into an altered time and space. I'd practiced meditation before, but had never experienced the calm, the relaxation, the feeling of peace that I experienced with massage. What a powerful gift this would be to provide this wellness treatment of massage in addition to nursing. I realized that this was the path I must follow to be of service to others using massage. As soon as I completed my nurse's training, I enrolled in massage school. As I learned more in depth about human anatomy, physiology, massage techniques, and theory, I kept practicing on my horse and others in the barn where I was boarding. Pretty soon, word got out about what I was doing and how effective it was. I was asked to work on many horses in the region, also to give lectures and demonstrations on equine massage. While I was still in massage school, I was asked to demonstrate equine massage for a local TV station for the Pampered Pets series. After the horse practically fell asleep, the interviewer brought out an old golden retriever and said, "Now always remember these words, dogs get stiff necks too. Let's see what Jonathan can do." I leaned over, and as I felt that large, dusty yellow head sink into my hands, I absolutely knew that my path had led me to this point. It's another moment I'll never forget. I had skills and knowledge that can benefit dogs and their owners all over the world. All I had to do was create a way for you to learn them. At that moment, I caught the briefest glimpse of the future. I could see the people helping their dogs. I could see pet massage videos and books. I saw the workshops, the schools. I even visualized this tape playing in cassette players.
So you started off then with some background in medicine, obviously as a registered nurse, mm-hmm. and then going into massage therapy, and then having background with horses, your horse that you had, and then did equine massage, and now into canine massage, right?
It all seems to fit together.
It's amazing how you just kind of progressed from one area to another.
I couldn't have planned it any better.
Well, you know, it sounds wonderful. So, you know, you've done all this, and you have all this background, Jonathan, but, you know, I'm just an average person. And, I mean, I have my dog, and I love him dearly, but, I mean, can I really learn to massage my dog with just the knowledge that I have from you?
Oh, sure you can. Open your mind and your heart, and let me help you learn pet massage. Children of all ages can learn these techniques. I've worked with young kids that are 8 years old and older kids in their 80s. When we teach young children to work with their dogs, they develop bonding skills and learn that others have thoughts, feelings, and personal space too. We've taught people who have decided to change careers, who love dogs and want to be of service to them, and see that teaching other dog owners to take better care of their pets will help solve a lot of problems. And we've taught seniors who want to keep their dogs healthy and living for as long as possible. They too see that this is an important part of the future of pet care. Things that we learn about dogs and about ourselves in our workshops change the way we perceive and relate to each other. The last day of the workshop is often tearful and emotional. I'd like to share some journal entries from one of our students. Elizabeth writes, "Open yourself to a world of pure joy, hands to paws, ears to palms, fingers in valleys. Let your spirit soar on the gentle creature you're with, who gives you loving nuzzles. You will enter a realm of experience which will transcend you and your animal friend to a deeper relationship, one full of gentle, soothing strokes, relaxation, and pure pleasure for you and your furry friend." Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
This gives you an idea of the mood and spirit of our workshops. We're here to help people help their dogs.
That's amazing. So Elizabeth was someone who took the workshop and experienced what your program is all about, right?
Yes, she's actually a massage therapist from New York.
Oh, okay.
That came to Toledo to take a workshop.
Great.
And it really helped her.
Excellent. Now, I mean, she's a massage therapist and obviously has some background, has a little, you know, benefit there. Do you need to be a massage therapist to take the workshop? I mean, are there any prerequisites, background that would be helpful for you, or is that not necessary?
It's not really necessary. Many people who take the workshops just love dogs and want to learn more about how to take better care of them. Many are people who are ending unsatisfying careers and want to do something that they enjoy. And if you love working with dogs, I can't think of a better vocation. Massage therapists are at an initial advantage. They have already learned the basics of human anatomy and physiology, muscle attachment sites, acupressure points, and energy work. This course has proven to be especially valuable to them for other more advanced work in animal communication and business strategies that we teach.
Now, I'm familiar with a little bit of animal massage therapy. I happen to own a horse, and I get magazines, and they'll talk about people who are equine therapists, and I'm familiar with a couple of them. But I'm not really familiar with the different forms, like you're talking about, you know, obviously for dogs here, for canines. Are there very many people who do animal massage therapy around?
This is a relatively new field. Actually, though, if you think about it, it's a really old field. Massage is the oldest therapy. There's a vet on the West Coast, Dr. Cheryl Schwartz, who has a book called Four Paws, Five Directions. And in it, she says, therapeutic massage is recognized as one of the primary forms of hands-on healing the world over, with most cultures having developed specific techniques for purposes both therapeutic and pleasurable. Most of all, massage is fun and can enhance your relationship with animals. I can easily visualize a caveman. Now, bear with me here. I'm channeling.
Okay, all right.
Stoking his fire, he crouches, remembering the hunt, and the searing pain in his shoulder as his quarry twisted away from him just before he was overcome. See him rubbing his bruised arm to ease the pain. Can you see it?
Okay.
We know that dogs have been companions and hunting partners with man since the earliest of time, and the bones of dogs have been found along with the earliest of human remains. How much of a leap is it to visualize an injured dog limping into a circle of warmth around a fire, attended by the healing touch of a caveman or a medicine woman? In our collective memory, it's encoded in our DNA. What do you do when you bump your elbow? You hold the sore spot. The first thing you do when you're hurt is rub the area. What do you do when your tooth hurts? Put pressure on it, right? In our workshops and courses, we teach specific, easy-to-learn techniques and theory. We include lots of hands-on work and lots of repetition. By the last day of the workshop, you'll feel so comfortable that it will seem as if we're just reminding you to use the skills that you already know, skills you'd instinctively use if you were in touch with your whole memory, your source. Consider it. Rub your chin. See? That's another application. This is so empowering. But to answer your question, there really aren't that many professionally trained dog massage therapists around. Yet.
That's what I thought. That was a good long answer. The bottom line is, this is something relatively new, even though, like you said, it's old information. It's been around. We're applying it today in a new application for our animals to make them feel better, to make them healthier. And I guess, you know, my next question to follow up that would be, can this become a business for someone?
Sure, it can. By itself or along with a grooming business or your dog walking, pet sitting, or pet spa programs. In our 5-day workshop intensives, you'll learn the techniques and theories of pet massage, and you'll learn to teach others to massage their dogs.
Wow. Now, how do I get started then?
There are two ways. The preferred way is to come to our pet massage training and research clinic in Toledo, Ohio to take the workshop. That way you can train directly with me and learn more advanced techniques than those that are in the home study course. In the workshops, we also cover basic anatomy, physiology, and massage theory, so you know why you're using specific techniques. We also cover legal issues, business ethics, creating business plans, and marketing strategies for your new pet massage business. But if you can't attend the workshop, taking our home study course is the next best thing. The 3-part set, including the 2 Effective Pet Massage for Dogs videos and the manual, is the basis for all the courses. For certification of completing the home study course, we offer a test. The test was designed to be a learning tool by answering the questions you're using and integrating the information in the 3-part course. I personally review each test before awarding your certificate. If you don't want to take the test for certification, you can just order the 3-part set and learn that way. I just want you to learn to massage your dog so your dog can start getting the benefits of massage right away. Once you've ordered the set, I'm available to support you in learning your pet massage through email and an 800 number.
That's great. I think a lot of people, you know, would appreciate being able to contact you and get more clarification or help, and that's not always the case when you, you know, get a course like that. So, now, let me ask you another question. Are the courses accredited? That's something many people probably would want like to know, especially if they would like to teach others or incorporate it in their business.
Sure. The ABMP, the Association of Bodywork and Massage Professionals, and the NCBMTB, the National Certification Board of Massage and Therapeutic Body Workers, they both accredit our courses. Massage therapists can actually earn CEUs for taking our courses, both the home study course and the workshop courses.
There's some tough letters in the alphabet there you have to get out, but very important ones,
you
too.
You try to say those.
That's right. That's why you had to do it. But definitely important if you're looking for accreditation, I can imagine.
Yes, okay. It is.
All right. Now, how long do these courses take?
As to how long the courses take, well, the home study course has been completed in as little as 2 weeks, and some I've sent out 2 years ago, and we haven't gotten them back. There is no time limit. You're free to progress at your own pace. It's entirely up to you. The workshops are 5-day intensives, and they run from 10 o'clock in the morning until 5 o'clock in the evening, Tuesdays through Saturdays, and the schedule, well, you can find the schedule on our website.
Now, where can I find out more about the workshops and the home study course? It sounds like your website would give a lot of information right there.
I did mention website, didn't
I? Okay, yes, you did.
Okay. Phone number and the website will be given at the end of the cassette, and call us. We'll be happy to discuss pet massage for dogs and send out brochures and more information to you. My passion is to teach these valuable skills and see dogs all over the world benefiting from them. I had a booth and was demonstrating dog massage at the Detroit Kennel Club show at Cobo Hall last year, and a young woman I'd never met told me she'd already seen my video. She said a friend of a friend had ordered it, and she was about the sixth person to learn from it, and I had tears in my eyes as she left, not because I was losing a sale, but because my dream of these techniques spreading is happening. It's a reality. The website, well, you know, you don't have to wait till the end of the tape. It's easy to remember. It's www.petmassage.com. If you didn't catch it, we'll repeat the petmassage.com address at the end of the cassette. I have a vision of the future. I've mentioned before about the growing awareness throughout the United States of the benefits of massage therapy. Up until the fabulous breakthroughs in pharmacology in the 1900s, which continue to save lives and help millions of people, family doctors and veterinarians relied on massage and hands-on manipulations in their practices. Massage, the oldest form of hands-on medical care, is making a huge comeback as a viable therapy. The lost arts are rediscovered. It's becoming more and more popular and valued. We're tapping the accumulated wisdom and knowledge from the thousands of years of experience of one of us helping another. When you think about it, massage makes so much sense. When I tell people what I do, they often laugh. They say, well, they say one of two things. Well, three, really. It's massage my dog. Why would I ever want to massage my dog? Or, I pet my dog all the time and he loves it. Why would I need to learn more? Or, pet massage. Can you teach my dog to massage me? Here are my answers. And just after a little reflection, the doubters usually smile and say, what a great idea. It does make sense. A lot of sense. Question number one, why should I massage my dog? I tell people just a couple of the benefits that I've already shared with you before, such as how it helps older dogs that are stiff with arthritis regain flexibility and ease of movement. Question number two, how is it different from petting? Massage is very different. Massage uses focused, intentional, and deliberate touch. With experience, our hands become finely tuned sensing devices as our knowledgeable touch reacts to the subtle responses from our dogs. We're working on the third question about teaching dogs to massage people, but we've been asked it so many times we've actually designed a mug that depicts a dog giving a human massage with the caption, in a perfect world, ... You've really helped me get my massage message to our friends here.
You know, I've really enjoyed learning about pet massage and its benefits for my dog, Max. I'm sure he would enjoy this. In fact, I have some friends who are absolutely fanatic about their dogs, and I bet you they would love to hear about your course. In fact, you know, I was thinking, you know, these would make ideal gifts for any dog lover, I'm sure. So thank you so much for sharing pet massage with us.
You're so welcome.
How many people do you know who would like to learn to take better care of their dogs? How many people do you know who have recently graduated from or are considering attending massage school? How many people do you know who are completing one career and looking for another that will be more fulfilling? A career in which they can be of service? A career in which they can work with animals? Maybe we're talking to you.
The manual was so complete, I didn't have to take notes in my notebook. The workshop was a wonderful experience. I felt very comfortable with our instructor, Jonathan, and with the other students.
What I liked best about the course were the multi-levels and the integration of Western-Eastern practices.
Thank you for your great instruction and for the obvious, kind, gentle treatment that shines from your videos in your home study course. I have a very old Springer Spaniel who requires lots of care and limits my ability to travel. One day I intend to enroll in your massage workshop.
Thanks for the opening of a field that I knew was there but needed Jonathan's guidance to bring it into focus. I appreciated the acknowledgement of all creatures having an energy and communication force that we can tune into if we listen.
Jonathan performed a five-minute massage on my 8-year-old border collie 30 minutes before her agility class. Her time improved by 9 seconds over the previous day on the same type of course and conditions. The benefits from getting a massage are really impressive.
Thank you for a wonderful learning experience. I feel I'm ready to begin my career as a teacher of pet massage.
Jonathan Ruttinger's passion for educating and empowering people to take better care of their pets has led him to create this training for you. Whether you're working with your own pet, are a massage therapist who wants to expand your clientele, or are a pet care professional. Jonathan has been recognized as an authority on massage for pets. He has been interviewed on National Public Radio, featured on the Fox Pet News Show, and seen on major television and cable networks. He has had articles published about his work in numerous newspapers and in national magazines. Jonathan's home study course, Effective Pet Massage for Dogs, includes two videos, a manual, and testing for a certificate of course completion. At the Pet Massage Training and Research Clinic in Toledo, Ohio, students learn to teach others to massage dogs, start their own businesses, or work in established facilities to teach dog owners the pet massage techniques. Please understand, this is not a multi-level marketing program. This cassette is Jonathan's own project to reach out to you to encourage you to learn more skills so you can learn to help your dogs and teach others to help their dogs. When you call or when you email, you reach Jonathan's office. His goal is to share this training with you, simply from his heart. We would be delighted to share more about pet massage. Please call us at 800-779-1001 or look at our website, www.petmassage.com. That's 1-800-779-1001, and the website address is petmassage.com. Thanks for listening. We look forward to hearing from you.